Hey, Yael, look at this map.
Okay, what about it?
It's a map of our county from 30 years ago. See how much undeveloped land there was? Now look at this map I bought in a gas station yesterday. Notice any difference?
Wow, there's a lot less undeveloped land.
That's urban sprawl for you. In another 30 years, we'll just be one big suburb with strip malls stretching from coast to coast.
Well, maybe, but maybe not.
What do you mean?
There are ways to change how suburbs and towns grow so that they don't just spread out of control. For example, Claire Jantz, a geographer at Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania, studies how urban sprawl happens and tries to predict how it will affect the environment in the future.
Cool. How does she do that?
By using satellite images of the eastern seaboard, specifically the Washington, D.C. Baltimore area, to see how land has been developed in the past. Then she feeds that information into a computer model called Sleuth, which uses the data to help predict how urban sprawl will continue over the next several decades.
So what has Sleuth found?
If land development continues the way it has, by 2030, urban sprawl in the D.C. Baltimore area will continue to grow another 80%.
Yikes, that can't be good for the environment.
It's not. Runoff from garden and lawn fertilizer pollutes groundwater, and forests become fragmented. But the cool thing about Sleuth is that it doesn't only predict what will happen. You can also use it to envision alternative futures, like if different land use policies are put in place to cut down on sprawl. Professor Jantz has shown that with the right planning, urban sprawl could be better regulated in the future.
Here's hoping.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Dennis Conway in geography and Claire Jantz at Shippensburg University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.